Welcome. This is episode number 2 of The Gym Closet, reporting straight from the gym closet of Crave Gym. Today we're talking about nutrition and pretty much how lame our weekends turned out to be. Let's get this thing rolling. Welcome to The Gym Closet, a podcast about fitness, life, business. We're literally coming to you from the gym closet of Crave Gym. I am the owner of Crave Gym, Tyler Robinson, and I'm here with at Shane Sagabarth and at Jordan Hildreth. How's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. After trying to figure out this mixer for a half hour.
An entire hour.
This podcast learning curve is terrible right now.
Beer's still cold, though.
That's true. We've gotten through a couple extra beers because of it, so I'm okay with that. And it makes the time go by a little bit quicker. But for those who are joining us for the first time, thank you for tuning in. We are a podcast talking about fitness topics on the regular, but a lot of just bullshitting. We're reporting from the closet of Crave Gym, and if you want to check out Crave Gym, you can check out a lot of our videos on YouTube at Crave Gym West Des Moines, IG at Crave Gym, and on Twitter at Crave Gym. It is middle of the week. Jordan, how's your week going?
Doing all right. Well, I mean, it's going all right in the gym. Got a shitty job, working some shitty hours right now, but the gym's all right.
What do your hours look like?
Oh, they're not so bad. I'm just complaining.
Just complaining to complain. It's the middle of the week, yeah. So you're already ready.
Friday's in sight, and it's just not close enough.
Shane, how about you? How's it going?
Not too bad, bud.
Said you had a great lift today.
Terrible lift. Absolutely terrible lift. Yeah, just wasn't feeling it, but powered through her, and I'm here, I'm back.
Getting it in, you know, you're alive, got a little pump in, ready to get the podcast going. You were just so excited for the podcast that you couldn't get your mind on your workout,
I think that's really what it was. That, and I was looking forward to arm day tomorrow.
Nice. What'd you have today?
Chest.
Oh, I love that chest.
Well,
day.
I'm still recovering from Monday's leg day. The first leg day I've done in like 5 weeks.
That's true.
High ankle sprain does that to you.
I was going to say, you sprained your ankle. You played it on Crave Gym's volleyball team. Was it a volleyball injury?
Yes. Big old fat guy came under the net, and I stepped on his foot, heard it pop,
ooh,
went down, and I was like, I'm done. Crawled off. This was game one, mind you. Game two, they grabbed this sub that was just sitting off to the side. Our team lost. We ended up winning game one, so best of three. Sub comes in. We lose game two, like 15-4 or something like that. I looked at him. I'm like, get out. I'm playing again. We win game three.
Powered through. I had the exact same thing happen to me when I played at on the Crave team last year, and luckily, I got out of it without an injury, or without a permanent injury, but it was scary.
Right.
But today we are talking about nutrition. We'll have some other experts on nutrition and some academic people looking into, you know, a lot of the recent research. We'll have a lot of different interviews coming up here in our podcasts. But today we're just going to kind of touch on the general topic of flexible nutrition and what we do here at Crave Gym and what I do with all my athletes. We do flexible nutrition for the simple reason as, you know, we believe that there are several different ways to get to the results you're looking for. And basically you need to have as many that might not be legal. I don't know. ESPN on my phone just popped up. I might have to turn that down because that might be copyright. Talking about flexible nutrition, you need to have, you know, all of the tools on your belt, and there's several different ways that you can manipulate your nutrition in order to get the results you're looking for. And it's all about adherence to the diet. If you can't do it and stick to it, then it doesn't make any sense to attempt to be on that diet. If it lasts for 4 weeks, then that nutrition for you is not the right plan. And a lot of times as a coach, you have to find, you know, what is going to be the best way, and what one of those best ways, best practice type of things that I've found is counting your macros and having a coach that is, you know, a professional setting your macros and adjusting those on a daily or on a weekly basis or a monthly basis in order to be successful and catch up to your metabolism. So the big thing there is, you know, having a coach that can find your what I call set point. Basically where your metabolism is today and what you can eat to basically maintain exactly where you're at. So what your activity level's at, there's a lot of different tools on your tool belt. You know, cardio is one of them that can be adjusted, as well as really all of your macros and everything can be manipulated slowly, hopefully, and we'll get more into that when we get into Jordan's last show diet. But you know, when he's prepping, it's a pretty good example and a little bit more of an extreme example than what, you know, what the day-to-day person is going to worry about, because you have to get very lean in order to step on stage. So we are going to talk to Jordan a little bit about that. But you know, some of the big things that I wanted to touch on today are, you know, what the crazy diets are out there. And just off the top of your guys' head, have any crazy diets that you've heard of, or, you know, what's trending right now as far as what you're supposed to cut out?
Yeah, man, I don't know. There's a gym in town, I can't remember the name of it, that promises to have you lose, what was it, like 20 pounds in 4 weeks. How many days do they give you? You pay $400 as a down payment, and you get your money back.
Yeah, it's like a six-week program.
So somebody I work with came in, and she was real excited about it, and she was telling me all the stuff that they're having her do. And first of all, I asked her about her macros, and she had no idea what I was talking about. She's like, I don't know, they have me eat, like, a handful of vegetables. Like, what? What are you even talking about? That makes no sense at all. I'm like, for carbs, what are you getting?
That's awesome. She's
like, not a lot. And I was like, well, how do you feel right now? She's like, pretty shitty.
I'm starving. I'm basically starving myself to try to hopefully manipulate the scale a little bit, kill my metabolism during the process, and win my money back.
What are you going to tell them? Like, well, that was a waste of $400 because that's dumb. You can't, at that point, it's like, oh,
right.
Look.
And that's unfortunately a lot of the industry is in these quick fix, transformation challenge type of programs that, you know, are basically, okay, come in every single day, do a ton of cardio, lift weights a little bit. You're going to starve yourself for 6 to 8 to 10 weeks. And then when you're done, you either succeed, congratulations, here's your money back, or here's your reward, or here's whatever. And then we're back to, even if you don't binge and you just start doing normal nutrition, you just start eating like you normally would, you're going to gain that back and more because your metabolism has crashed for 8 weeks of starving yourself. You know, a lot of that is the reason why the United States goes into this yo-yo dieting that, you know, the United States really has no problem losing weight. The United States in general, they lose weight really, really successfully. The problem is keeping it off and not putting back on, you know, 25 pounds when you just lost 20 pounds. And then you start again, you lose it again, and you go back and forth. And this entire time, your metabolism is crashing and making it more difficult for yourself down the road. And so that's why, you know, myself and I know a lot of great coaches out there, and great coaches and people that work with nutrition, with their athletes and with their members that really understand nutrition and are preaching doing it the right way. And then you can get lasting results. And so that's what I would encourage anybody to do is find that person, you know, and there's, we'll go over some different kind of an interview process, but we'll go over some different things that you should ask your coach or the person that's in charge of your nutrition, and ask them a few questions. If they don't know the answer, then it's onto the next coach, because too many people are wasting their money and really not being successful in the long term. So Shane, on the other hand, you know, he doesn't pay attention to his macros all the time. He works out hard and he likes to party, and that's great. You know, talking to him before the show, you know, just asking him, you know, what's your nutrition like? And he basically, you know,
drinking his fifth beer.
Right. Yeah. He said while on his fifth beer of the night.
Wait, really? Five?
Four.
Four of them. So yeah, tell us a little bit more, Shane, about what your normal nutrition looks like and then what your nutrition may look like when you, decide to ring it in a little bit.
I think for me, it's a balance of healthy-ish eating when, you know, I'm not looking to track. It pretty much goes in about 3-month cycles. So come October, I do plan on tracking my macros before then. So like July, August, September. It's just trying to take what I've learned from if it fits in your macros and kind of implementing that, but also, as evidenced by my four beers, going outside of that, but being able to kind of consciously weigh, you know, okay, I'm going to have 4 or 5 beers tonight. Maybe I ring back on some of my calories, some of my carbs, stuff like that. So while I'm not entering it into an app or what have you, it's still having a conscious mind of, you know, what I'm putting into my body, whether that be carbs, protein, you know, fats, or just general right.
And I know we've worked with your nutrition, and the nice thing about doing flexible nutrition, or there's 1,000 names for it, if it fits your macros, flexible dieting. The nice thing about that is when you get used to it and you start learning the composition of foods and what all of that, you know, means, then you can fall off of the strict tracking for a little bit and you still almost accidentally hit, you know, numbers that are fairly close. You know, you find yourself, looking for ways to get more protein every single meal because you know that may be a difficult one for you. You may, be trying to, maybe carbs is not a problem for you and you can eat all the carbs you want. You know, maybe you're trying to gain muscle and, you're up in your macros, or reverse dieting. And we'll talk a little bit about that with, Jordan, but, you know, he's on his way up. And his macros are going up and up and up and up, and he's not gaining body fat to the extent because his metabolism is catching up as well. So, we'll go right into that. Jordan, you know, we did your nutrition prior to the show, and then we definitely didn't forget about you, you know, and reverse dieted you out of tell your experience a little bit about that. And, in the next episode, what we might do with Jordan, since we've already talked about this a little bit, we'll get that interview in and get his reaction to doing all of his post show type of stuff too.
So right off the bat, I'd say, you know, my first show, there were quite a few things that I wanted to binge pretty hard on. So I let myself have fun for 2 weeks, which I actually think was pretty important. Everybody's going to be a little bit different. You know, you work so hard to get the body that you get. A lot of people really struggle with the idea of kind of blowing up afterwards. I knew I wasn't going to have a problem with that. I had two things. I knew that I was, if I gave myself the 2 weeks, I was going to hop right back on and get right back on it, which I did. And two is I do have a pretty high metabolism, so I know I could get pretty loose with it for a while, and I was still going to rein myself back into a reasonable amount of body fat. So I think 2 weeks after, I mean, it's probably the highest body fat I've been in a few years, honestly. But then, like Tyler said, we got right back on to a reverse diet where I was hitting, and this is, I remember it was at 250 carbs a day with one refeed. We did that for, I think, 2 weeks to really, really kind of rein myself back in. And in that time, I lost a significant amount of body fat, kind of got back on track. And then from there, we added a little quicker at first, the amount of carbs, keeping fat kind of low, and then adding an extra refeed as I went. Now we're just doing about 10 carbs per 2 weeks or per week, and that's just to add half a pound a week is the goal, making it pretty, making me gain weight while not letting myself get out of control. And it's gone pretty well so far, most definitely.
Yeah, and I think before your last show, what did we get you up to as far as your carbs go? I mean, you were with a fast metabolism. Yeah, you were looking at before we started prep. We were 500 plus. We were at 100 plus. Yeah, and so you can manipulate your metabolism, and by eating more and training yourself to eat more, you naturally have your metabolism speeds up, and you can put down more food without eating as much body fat. So every single person's different, but it's all about, you know, it's all about reading, using your tools, and having somebody that can react to how you're doing with your nutrition, and having somebody that's knowledgeable and able to really give you the guidance, one way or another, you know, what that is. And you, unfortunately, you can't, the other things I wanted to touch on today was you can't rely on the media, Dr. Oz, or, you know, anything that, any of that crap that is out there, because, you know, there's just so many myths, and a lot of them, one of the myths, that we'll touch on just briefly that I actually heard today. I have a list of about five of them that I heard in the last week, but one of the myths that we heard today is you can only digest 20 to 30 grams of protein at a time, where that is a complete myth. I would assume that that myth was made up because somebody was trying to make their client, maybe from a good place, they wanted to make their client eat protein every couple hours in order to increase protein synthesis, which overall is good. The problem being somebody took that advice and said, you know, a blanket statement, your body can only do this for everybody, which if I'm a 280 pound guy, which I'm not, I'm 230 right now. So, but if somebody is a 280 pound guy and a 115 pound girl, they are definitely going to be able to, their body's going to have different needs and be able to, metabolize protein at a different rate. And so those blanket statements is what you really need to look out for when you're listening to people. If they say, you know, one thing to always be wary of, if somebody says, always do this, or, you know, this is this way for every single person. You can't, you know, there's in the science of nutrition, you know, there's very little known, this is for everybody the exact same way, the exact same numbers. So it's something you really have to look out for if they're trying to sell you that, you know, this is the same way for everybody. Similar to how some people will say, you know, keto is the best thing for everybody. Well, that's a myth. That's completely false. Keto has its upsides, and I'm not an anti-keto guy. That's another tool on your tool belt that you can use at a certain time. And especially, you know, there's a lot of studies out there that say, you know, if you have cancer, then you obviously want to be wary of carbs, and a keto diet would be advantageous to you at that point. But there's different things that, you know, different diets that are at certain times and for certain people that make sense and some that don't for people. So we got a little deeper than what we were planning on today, but anything else, guys, to finish up on the nutrition portion of today?
You did mention protein and stuff like that. What are your thoughts on the anabolic window? How long does that last?
So the anabolic window has been more recently than not proven to be a little less of a big deal than people make it. So if think about it as maybe a very small 1% advantage to get protein at the certain times. And one of the Mass is a research article that I subscribe to that they just did. They just had a review on several one of these, a meta-analysis of a lot of these, and it's it's that 1% that people fixate on, and so it's kind of that myth where it's a good thought, and if you have all the other 99% of your tools set and perfect, then it's maybe something that you have to worry about. But if you for example, Shane, if you're on your couple months of not worrying about it too much, definitely don't need to fixate on the post-workout protein, because it's going to be your overall protein that day. So once you hit your numbers, as long as you're getting protein, protein synthesis has been shown to increase with multiple meals high in glutamine frequently throughout. So basically saying that having protein that is a high quality protein several times increases protein synthesis. So that being said, you wouldn't want to go 10 hours without having any protein, just because that's not going to be most beneficial for you if you're looking to A, gain muscle, or B, maintain muscle, which most people are looking to do. So that's going to be, kind of against the goal. But yeah, the biggest thing is going to be from that 24-hour window when you wake up to when you go to bed. What macros did you hit? What protein did you hit? And did you hit it on a consistent basis throughout the day? If you did, then most likely you're in good shape. And worrying about slamming a protein shake on your way out of the gym or in the gym closet, as I shake one up here, that's not as important to get in. So
I'll say one thing. Easy way to check, because obviously, I don't know, if you might just be a pretty regular listener, you won't really know if your coach is selling you a bunch of nonsense or if they're talking about something pretty serious. What Tyler talked about is there are no blankets. An easy way to check that is probably just ask their other clients, hey, what is your diet? And if it's exactly the same for every single person, you probably have a coach that's not listening to a single thing that's going on with you. I know that's personally, everybody I've talked to, my buddies that have gone to Tyler and asked for diets and stuff, they'll come to me and they'll say, oh, he told me to eat this, he told me to eat this, he told me to eat this, and it has never been the same, not once. I mean, not even close to the same. So that's, it's an easy check if you're not going to have a book to open up in front of you and go, well, that doesn't work,
Right, and that's, we'll have an entire podcast episode, I think, of what to look out for when you're taking fitness advice from either a online coach or a person in the gym or your personal trainer that you're paying. Be weary of a lot of things, and there are some general questions to ask. We'll dive into that deeper in another time, because we're gonna run out of time here pretty quickly, but yeah, there's so much that we can go into with what to watch out for. Unfortunately, because people see fitness and nutrition advice as an easy avenue, especially Instagram being what it is today, anybody and their mom is an Instagram coach that can give you nutrition advice and a workout. And like Jordan said, most likely they have made one or copy and pasted from the internet one workout, one nutrition plan, and they're copy and pasting it to everybody and making some money on it. So before you go wasting your money, you know, we'll have a we'll have a whole episode that's going over all of that topic. So
do you mean herbal tea is not good for me?
Herbal tea may see, and that's the thing. Good for you is the blanket statement. I mean, it may have its benefits. It may have its benefits, but
it doesn't
will
give me a bigger booty.
No. The herbal tea does not give you a booty unless it's mixed with something that you're injecting in your butt to I don't know, what do Kardashians do? Well, steroids too. I was thinking, you know, it's going to give you a big butt if you mix it with some putty and just
silicone.
Yeah, just throw it in there. So
in your butt or on your butt?
Well, it could be both. Speaking it depends. You could throw it like in your pants. You could just put it on your ass. And how fake is that, though? The chicken cutlet, the chicken cutlets that some women use. On to the next topic, which is weekend plans. Do we have any?
Yeah, Garrett's throwing that kind of college football drinking party.
Oh, he is.
I did not get invited yet. Way to go,
no.
Jordan.
Yet. He has. I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him. So
It was
on Facebook. Hundreds of people are.
Hundreds minus me.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah.
Minus right. Tyler.
Damn. Yeah. I actually think I might have. I'm thinking a concert. I want to say Luke Bryan might be this weekend.
Is that in Boone? That's next
weekend. Okay. I don't make my plans, guys. My wife does. And so this weekend it looks like I don't have plans, so I may have to go watch college football and drink. Yeah. Yeah. G Wood, if you're listening, screw you, buddy. I don't want to get invited anyway.
So, you know how last week I said that I had a bachelor party? I had a bachelor party last Saturday night. I actually accidentally slept through it. So I slept from like
that is
7,
awesome.
7 to like 10:30, and then he was home by 10:30. I'm like, okay, I'll just stay in, you know, whatever. So great weekend. Yeah, I didn't go out the entire
weekend.
Didn't
do anything.
No.
Okay.
Saved a lot
of money.
That's
impressive.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear some awesome story about you getting somebody getting their hand shot off and
I
missed it all.
Yeah, I missed it all.
The wedding was awesome.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a great setup and saw all our family and that I haven't seen for a long time, so it was pretty cool.
That was in Kansas, right?
Down by Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita,
out on the farm.
How long of a drive?
6 hours, so it's not too bad. We go. I had to get my wife earned a free custom-made suit for me, and so we stopped in Kansas City, got that measured, and actually picked it up. They did the tailoring in 3 days. So on Friday, we got it remeasured, and they tailored it, and we picked it up on the way back on Sunday. But she got me that suit, so we stopped halfway at the mall, hung out for a little bit. Pierce does awesome. My son Pierce is 10 months old. He does awesome in the car for at most 3 hours. 3 hours is kind of his cutoff, so we chop everything into 3 hours. So we were at the mall, then we got back in the car, 3 hours down there, and he was awesome. But I will say the GPS in the car was a bitch. Yes, we took the new Lexus, which Amber also earned through her new company, which is Rodan and Fields, by the way. She's a skin care consultant.
Custom suits, getting
oh, she's.
Are you
she's
wearing
balling.
This? Where are you wearing the suit to?
I don't have a place to wear it to. I might wear it to.
What
Boone.
We need to do is we need to dress up some night and just go to like the Republic or something.
I'm down.
Like,
the something Republic's real nice. Great.
I ordered one off of Express here recently. $100 off. Boom.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I searched the Google. and got 15% off of that.
So you got a free suit too.
Well, it was like $300 still.
Sorry.
Yeah. So then I got it tailored.
I like
that.
I put it
on. Wow.
Just a new man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to do that sometime. We need to dress up and go out and feel spiffy for a night for literally no reason. Other than that, I'll probably wear it to Boone for the concert.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't work. Jordan can wear his holy jorts and join
big old,
him.
Yeah. Fashion, fellas. Fashion.
Yes.
Fashion. At Jordan.Hildreth has fashion.
And sometimes.
He does his fashion thing. Pretty lame weekend plans here, it sounds like. But thanks for joining us.
I was talking about my last week.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Give
us an update for your new
week. I actually got offered a ticket to the Iowa Penn State game.
Oh, which Barstool Sports is in Iowa.
I know. I know. So my brother tweeted out yesterday. He's like, if I get to chug a beer. Have you ever seen Pat McAfee?
So fast.
He tips the cup.
I
pours in his body.
See, I have a roommate that I went to college with. We called him Slow. His name is Scott Slotin. Shout out to Scott Slotin. He's a football coach in South Dakota high school right now. Belle Fouche, I think. But I think he would challenge Pat McAfee to a chug-off, and I think he may win. He may be the only person I've ever seen that might win. Yeah, and he's done. He's the dude's 300 pounds of pure awesome. He has done a pitcher in about the fastest time that I've ever seen in my life, which
that's
is just
a sheer volume thing.
It's amazing to me.
I don't think like. As a smaller guy, I can chug a beer pretty fast, but I'm not touching a pitcher.
I mean, it's a... See,
there's a 100% chance of that happening.
I completely agree, and I'd be in the same boat. And he may have afterwards, if I don't remember. By the time that Slow was chugging in college, I was already drunk enough to not remember. So, but he's the fastest guy I've ever met, and I have not met Pat McAfee, but I think he would rival him. And
we're listening to Pat McAfee.
if they're ever able to chug off.
Your boy should go to Iowa City this week.
I know, but he's all the way up in Belle Fouche. I think it's west side of South Dakota. It's a long ways. It's like 11 hours away, I think.
Well, maybe they'll go to Montana game here soon and be right there.
See, football season's so busy for him because he's a high school football coach.
Yeah, but that's Friday. This is Saturday.
That's true. Saturdays are for the boys.
You bet.
And on that note, we are signing off. We're going to head out of the gym closet, head home. Thank you for listening. If this is your second time listening, we love you. I can't believe you're back. Thank you very much after the production of that first episode. And it will only get better from here once I figure out this mixer that is god-awful. We could spend an hour trying to get
it
done
on YouTube
today. But yeah, we'll look up a lot more YouTube videos on that, and we'll get it done. Again, I'm Tyler Robinson, TR Crave Strong, and that's Crave with a K, cravegym.com, IG Crave Gym, @CraveGym, Twitter.